The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
It is the Anton Savage Show here at the gorgeous Carton House Fairmont. We're celebrating all of the action at the KPMG Women's Irish Open. With me is Fergal Keane, also is Fergal Keane's Nissan Micra, which is unusually decked out with significant roof rack because he is going to drive it to the border of Mongolia. Now, this is an interesting coincidence, Fergal. Having talked to Charlie Borman either last week or the week before, I had watched The Long Way Home and I thought, I must watch The Long Way Round again, the very first of those. So I was watching it last night. And they spend a good chunk of the first two episodes dedicated to how difficult it is to get a visa to get into Russia. Has that gotten any easier?
It's not too bad.
Now, really?
We're going on this thing. It's called the Mongol Rally. We're leaving tomorrow morning, getting the ferry at 8 o'clock, 13,000 kilometers. We choose our own route, so we're actually going through Russia because it took out a lot of complications trying to get across the Caspian Sea. We got visas, transit visas for them. Now, one of the lads who organized all the visas, after he got them from the embassy here in Dublin, he then got invited to a garden party in the Russian embassy. He hasn't told us whether he's gone or not. I guess we're going to find that out when we're in the depths of Mother Russia at some stage.
Russia, and then are you going through any Kazakhstan or anything?
All the stands.
Are you?
Yeah, Kazakhstan is a huge country. We're going through there. We're going through Kazakhstan, a few other stands as well. And off-road, quite a lot of it will be a bit of an adventure for a Nissan Micra.
Well, this thing, normally when you say off-road, that means we're talking Toyota Land Cruisers or Jeep Wranglers or Land Rover Discoveries. We almost never associate Nissan Micras with this task.
Not in the rules. So this thing is called the Mongol Rally. It's a kind of a journey, as they call it, a journey into motoring stupidity. So it starts from Prague on the 13th of July. We're spending a week to get to Prague. And the rules, the car had to be a complete junker, as in it costs less than 1,000 euros and less than 1.1 litres. So we have two. There are four of us going. We have two of them. One costs 800 euros and the other costs 1,200. Now, we've modified them a bit. One of them, somebody put a fridge in the back of one of them. We thought we had enough gear, but a fridge turned up in the back. We put roof racks on, and we also put a steel plate under the engine. So, you know, we're going to hit a lot of potholes, a lot of rocks, and the advice is this is going to protect you. And Nissan Ireland, Garn Motors, helped us quite a bit and gave us quite a lot of advice. And we were able to buy a spare clutch we'll fit both cars for 80 euros. So we've got a clutch in the boot for when the clutch goes.
Well, have you got somebody who's able to change a clutch while lying in the dirt?
Not at all.
Ah, no. Good, perfect.
No, we've taken a lesson on how to drive a car when the clutch is broken. Apparently it is possible. So
I wish you the best.
I've been all over these places, and there's no problem finding a mechanic. You'd find somebody who can fix it once you have the part.
What possessed you to do this?
Three of us have just retired in the last couple of years, and we just, the first time, I was out with some of my son's friends. We were down in the Algiers bar in Baltimore in Cork, and they were talking about this. I said, that's completely insane. I'm doing it. So that's where it started. And we decided, we're going to do it, and here we are. We've been planning it now for quite a few months.
And when you talk the modifications of the car, you said the steel plate. Have you jacked it up and put on off-road suspension? Have you changed tires and wheels?
Not
have you modified
all.
The engine? Nothing.
No.
It's largely standard Nissan Micra.
It's a standard Nissan Micra. Now, we have, we've had all the suspension. I suspect the thing that's going to break is our suspension, the wishbones and that kind of thing. We have a few spare parts for that. Each car has two spare wheels. We're able to buy an extra spare wheel in the junkyard. One of them has a new driver's seat, which costs 34 euros.
And we've very fancy. So no roll cages, no harnesses?
Not at all. Come on, it's all weight. So nothing, none of that. And the roof racks are homemade as well.
So how many cars in total are doing this?
Now, originally when we started doing it, there were 210 cars doing it. And we're doing it for Spinal Injuries Ireland. 210 cars. Now it's whittled down. Now it might be just over 100. So quite a few people, obviously,
got sent
the pub, sobered up. They couldn't, as the BlackRock barber said to me, I said they couldn't get planning permission for it, so they couldn't go. We're now down to about 100 cars, and from all over Europe. A lot of people go from Italy, and they drive Fiats, which about a 25-year-old Nissan Micra, 25-year-old Fiat, which I don't know about that.
And then what do you have in the way of support vehicles? Is there
none? There's no support. There's no set route, so we're picking our own route. A lot of people are going through Turkey into Georgia and then getting a ferry across the Caspian Sea.
So essentially you and three other people are driving two Nissan Micras unsupported that you picked up for a grand each to Mongolia.
Less than a grand each, yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a lifelong history of making poor choices, Merkelers?
I do, yeah. I've eaten every crap hole in the world. I've been there. It's fun. We retired. What else are we going to do? I mean, sit down and do the garden? No, we decided we're going to do this.
How are you going to feed yourself?
Pot noodles. Lots of pot noodles, I'd imagine, probably kebabs along the way. Now, we expect about one third of the time we'd be camping out. Until we get to Turkey, we probably have hotels or hostels, that kind of thing. So we have all the camping gear. We deal with the food as we go along. We haven't put that much thought into it. We could have bought all these prepared freeze-dried meals, but...
Who needs nutritional balance when you've got ramen?
We all need to lose weight.
So how long is the whole thing going to take, do you think?
It's going to take 6 weeks. So we leave Prague on the 13th of July, and the end part, the finish party, is on the 23rd of August, and we want to make it for the party at the end, because I'd imagine it's going to be some kind of quite a blowout. Now, we're taking about 10 days off. We could do it quicker, so we're going a little bit of a circuitous route. We could take some time off, but 23rd of August, 13,000 miles.
What do you do with the two Nissan Micras? Now, they will owe you nothing by the time they get to Mongolia.
No, but you're
not taking them back, are you?
There's an option of getting them shipped back, which we can pay, or else we can donate them over there. If there's other lunatics like me listening to us this morning, they can buy them for us in Mongolia and it costs €1,000 to get them shipped back to Europe, and then they can do this next year same car.
That's much cheaper than I would have thought to ship a Nissan Micra back from Mongolia.
They bring it back to Lithuania, so then we thought we'd send our kids over to drive back from Lithuania if we bring it back. But we're trying to raise money for Spinal Injuries Ireland, which is a really good cause, because there are three people, mostly young people, every week suffer spinal injuries in Ireland. And spinal injuries.
Is it that many?
Yeah, and they're mostly young people. So we've had a couple of events where people spoke, and accidents, sporting injuries, people falling off ladders, and they need support. If we can raise, for every €500 we raise, it gives a full set of supports for all of these people for a whole year. So that's a bit of a cause built in there.
And the address then is idonate.ie/ Micras to Mongolia.
Yeah, number two, Micras to Mongolia. And we're on, I'd be on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're everywhere.
How are you as a mechanic and how are you as a driver?
I'm a fairly okay driver, but we're driving right-hand drives and mostly left-hand places. That's the decision we made. If we bought the cars here, we could oversee the work being done on them and that kind of thing. Like, we've replaced all the timing belts, everything rubber has been replaced. So let's see how it goes.
What previously has been the nearest daft thing to this that you have done?
Well, I've been to Iraq 11 times.
Okay.
I've been Afghanistan, I've been Sudan, I've been everywhere.
Which has been the most terrifying of all of those?
I spent a lot of time in Northern Ireland, and that was, in very bad times, that was very, very difficult.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I started in journalism, I've been a member of the NUJ now for 40 years, and I started and was in Northern Ireland when I was very early 20s, and it could be very difficult and dangerous. It was, yeah, because for being from Southern Ireland, from one side or another, you're seen as a participant, so you become a target in the way you don't become in other countries abroad.
So even by comparison to what we think of as torrid war zones, the Sudans, the Iraqs, the Afghanistans,
people disagree and give out to me about this, but it was more personal. Whereas if you're in Iraq, and even with the Iraqi army, I was in Mosul with the Iraqi army when they were liberating it, and you wouldn't believe. It was like, you know, Stalingrad. But it didn't feel, maybe I just got used to it by then, it didn't feel as dangerous.
If you survive your trip to Mongolia, you'll have to come back on and tell us some of those stories.
We're going to do a podcast. We're going to be everywhere. And so I donate mongers to Mongolia.
Best of luck, Fergal. Hope it goes well. That is Fergal Keane.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.